ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Today, the 3rd of November, and I have a feeling that this is going to get a little annoying by the end of the show.
Sprinkled throughout November, where we did No November, Tovember yesterday.
Yes.
Today.
Yep.
Banjo-vember.
Oh, God. See, you know what? I don't mind the banjo. Like, Mumford & Sons made the banjo cool.
We knew a lot of indie groups.
This one's brand new. It came straight out the box. I don't even know if this is tuned.
I don't know if that's the problem.
I've got no idea what I'm doing. I love this instrument. I just think when I see someone, like you say, Mumford & Sons, but even before that,
when
you hear someone nailing a banjo, man, it sounds good.
Maybe you should, like, learn just a couple of chords on YouTube or something.
Maybe that can be Banjo-vember, is you do some YouTube tutorials and just give us a little strum at the end of the show.
Dun, 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 dun. Like, that one would be good on
but
a banjo.
But that wouldn't sound good, not like that.
Well, again, it's not even tuned.
You can't just go dun, dun, dun to cover up the noise you make.
Do you know, I thought I was going to have to not come to work today and do a crap on the boss's desk. I won Lotto last night.
Obviously not very much.
What?
No, it's $545.
Did you?
Because I checked my tickets on that, because I got the news alert. It was like, nobody won Lotto.
That was disappointing.
God damn it. Again. And so I checked on, because I do the online one, and it did the draw in front of me, and it was like four on one line. I was like, $45.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good, right?
I just thought I'd check, because when the last one was this big was when we were on holiday. You remember? There was a huge one at in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
And we were in Rarotonga and we paid something like $10 for 5 minutes on the internet and bought a lotto ticket and I won $84. And I completely forgot about it. Last night, logged on to buy a lotto ticket and I had $84. So blew $84 of online credit. Didn't win the big one. But now I just logged on to check. It says you can't check between 11 p.m. and 6:30 a.m. Is it because people get boozed and buy a whole lot?
Those are the vulnerable hours.
Probably. Yeah. All right. Banjo-vember was a bad idea.
Dun, 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 dun.
The top six at six is coming up.
The top six at six is the top six other body parts that are totally yuck now. Vogue have declared cleavage is out.
Oh, really?
It's over. It's not happening.
Okay.
So I've got the top six other body parts. It used to be hot.
Right,
but I'm totally yuck now. I don't even want to see them.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
All right, you lot, listen up. It's story time.
I've got three news headlines. Vaughn and Megan have to pick only one, and then we discuss that story, the others in the bin. Headline one, small town mystery revealed. Headline two, coolest scrap metal yard in the world. And headline three, weather woman hit by lightning.
Oh my God, I bet that's a cool... Oh, is it caught on video? I mean, cool slash...
Imagine she's doing the live... Was she doing the live cross?
Oh, shit. So, three great stories today. All three of these will tickle your fancy.
From a small town. I love a small town mystery.
Oh, okay.
But then I love scrap metal.
I feel like we could just watch that video of the chick getting struck by
lightning. Yeah, I feel without the video accompaniment of the video of the lightning strike on the weather presenter, we might be losing a bit there. So let's go either one or two. Small town or scrap metal?
Small town.
Okay. What was the other
Megan's
one?
Megan's not a scrap metal.
What were the keywords for me to search the other one?
No. Nope.
Scrap metal.
Doesn't work like that.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, we go to the UK and Kidlington in Oxfordshire.
Okay.
A town of 13,700 people. So what would that be the size? How many people live in your hometown in Morrinsville? Is it about the same?
Nah, it's Morrinsville smaller. That would be Morrinsville and everybody in all the surrounding districts.
Right. Well, it's one of those...
Tiau Mutu?
It's one of those quaint... Yeah, maybe. It's one of those quaint little English towns where it's got a little church.
Oh, lovely.
Cute little houses and it's in the countryside. You probably wouldn't stop there, to be honest. Like, it's one of those small towns.
Like a Postman Pat village.
Yes.
Like a Stonewall, small village green.
It looks a bit built up. Like, it's got Google Maps and stuff, so it's not totally Postman Pat.
Right.
Anyway, so this small town, the residents have been mystified over this past summer because Chinese tourists have been walking around their neighbourhood. And they're not saying there's anything wrong with that. They're just like, why are they all here?
How
like,
many?
We are talking busloads and busloads of tourists. Here's a photo that one resident's taken out of their lounge, and there's three or four Asian tourists in their front garden, just looking around at the plants, taking selfies in front of the
house. Wait, they're on their property?
Yes, they're actually wandering around like it's a movie set. So anyway, rumours started that maybe they thought that the tourists thought that it was a Harry Potter house or set.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe even the setting for the Dursleys' house.
Yeah. Right.
But especially this one house, they all just went around.
Okay.
But no, it just turns out the BBC actually managed to track down the tour operator because this whole town was like, what's happening? Why
what
are we
is
special?
The attraction?
Yeah, why are people stopping here?
And shouldn't we be getting a cut of this?
Well, yeah, that's true. Just turns out they brought the tourists to Kidlington because they were looking for a true sense of a little English country.
And they decided that was the most English feeling village.
Yeah. So they've all these busloads of tourists have just been wandering around people's gardens and houses. And that's why.
Wow, okay.
What was it called? Turlington.
No, Kidlington.
Kidlington. Does it have a tourism board? It should get one.
I don't know if it...
The residents should form a union and they charge people for little garden tours and like...
Right.
People were actually going in their garden though and taking pictures.
Well, you're
but do you reckon it's because the tourist operator knew the little town didn't know what they were...
Maybe.
Sitting on, because so one, like, we can actually go here for free.
One resident spoke to the BBC and said, don't knock it, I've been selling them cream teas at £8 a go.
Bingo.
Immediately.
You got yourself a tax write-off there. Open a little B&B, Airbnb.
All right, the top six at six is next.
The top six other things that used to be hot but are totally yuck now.
Because what? Who's it? Vogue?
Oh, Vogue said cleavage is out, guys. Don't.
Which, by the way, producer Caitlin is what? Very upset about.
Yeah, I mean, I've got, like, lots of assets, but that's one of my favourites.
The cleave.
The cleave.
It's one of your best.
Well, I mean, I think it's, like, other people's favourites. I don't know.
Do a brief survey.
Yeah, I should.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Do you remember last year at the Melbourne Cup when that drunk girl pushed the policeman into the flower garden?
Yeah.
And this year...
Didn't he just finish doing a live report?
Yeah, so that was live on the news. And this year, I can't get enough of this clip. It's just as funny.
I think you need to know somebody has lost $3.
Really?
You find that to the rightful owner.
I probably wouldn't be able to find them. But if you give it to the security guy...
No, it's important. How dare you?
So,
How dare you?
She interrupted a live cross to hand in somebody's wallet with $3 in it. She's done an interview.
Has she?
On Australian TV, and we're going to play that for you soon because, she woke up a little bit drunk, hungover, and a little bit embarrassed.
It's the top six.
The top six today are the top six other things that were hot but are totally yuck now. Vogue magazine has made the announcement, cleavage is over.
Much to the delight of everyone at Gloria Vale.
Yeah, as women fight back against the judgment of social media to pack away their push-up bras. This month's edition claims fashionistas are turning their back on showing off their breasts.
Is this a thing, Megan?
Yeah, I've never really ever done cleavage.
What about that dress you wore?
Absolute nonsense.
Apart from that one dress. No,
that
but
one
not,
dress,
is
you
it
must
cleavage
have needed...
where it's like pushed together?
It's any show in this middle bit, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, like, day to day, like, I never... Yeah.
Got them up and out. That's a bit of cleavage, the gap between the boobs. But
what if you got pulled over for a speeding ticket?
Yeah, I've often thought that maybe push-up bra would have been a good...
Because the cop's like, why have you got your elbows so close together?
What are you
why
doing
are your hands out?
What are you
pushing are you trying to do cleavage? Oh, no, yeah. I'm gay. We can be on the police force now. If your boyfriend gets his diddle out, let's all get rid of this ticket.
I don't think getting your penis out for a police officer is a good idea, Vaughn.
Well, you got to try these things.
So, see what happens.
The top six other things on the board that were totally hot but are totally yuck now. Number six, abs. Yuck.
Put them away.
Abs.
Oh, no, that's not a thing.
Abs. Yuck. Nobody wants to see them. Please cover yourself up. Number five, thigh gap. Yuck.
Oh, yeah, yuck.
Oh, gross.
Get away.
Gross. Get them away from me. Don't want to. Yeah. Number four on the list of the top six other things that used to be hot on the bod but totally aren't now.
Yep.
Eyes. Ooh. Put on a large pair of sunglasses. Eyes. No one likes eyes anymore. Number four, jawlines. Yuck, guys. Oh, no, this is number three. Jawlines. Yuck. Nobody likes jawlines anymore. Am I right, guys? Yep, okay. Thanks for the ringing endorsement.
I'm starting to think this list is sarcastic.
It might be. The top six. Number two, arm and leg definition. You know,
we don't need that.
You know when you used to see arms and they had, like, the nice muscles and the same with the legs, like the upper legs, the lower legs, nicely, like, you know, sculpted and defined.
Just to make you feel better?
Yuck. Nobody wants to see it anymore. Put it away. And the number one thing that used to be hot after Vogue said cleavage, it used to be in, but cleavage is totally on its way out. The number one thing that's also totally on its way out, pert bottoms. That's for guys and girls. Bring back the sag, apparently.
You know, Unilad only a couple of days ago posted an article, men with dad bods are more attractive to women and apparently live longer.
What, are dad bods live longer? I thought dad bods...
Aren't they little puk-puks? Isn't that bad for men?
Well, I thought the little puk-puks were, but I don't know. This is what they're saying. I didn't read the article, but... I just thought, well, that's a good excuse to eat, isn't it?
Classic headline.
Well, you don't, you read the headline and make up the article. Isn't that what you guys do too?
Like headline, I don't know. I can fill in all the gaps here. It's just like a dot to dot. Follow the dot to dot.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Well, I guess people are calling her Wallet Girl.
Yeah.
I don't actually
know her real name. Yeah, that's the nickname that they're going with.
Basically, there was a live TV cross at Melbourne Cup Day. She walked up to the reporter and tried to hand in a wallet with $3 in it.
I probably wouldn't be able to find them. But if you give it to the security guy...
No, it's important. How dare you?
How dare you, Channel 9? So she had a go there. And the guy looked... For a guy that... This wasn't his first Melbourne Cup.
No, he looked quite flustered.
He looked bewildered and like flustered and not quite sure how to deal with it.
My favourite part in the background, you can see her turn and see the TV camera and the live cross and this look in her face like...
I know what I'm going to do with this.
She stops and you think she's stumbling and she picks up the wallet and looks at it.
Yeah.
And then she turns and sees and you just see that moment where she's like, I can be a hero today. I can do it.
I can get on TV. So that unfolded and she became kind of like an overnight sensation. Channel 9 talked to her on their morning show.
We couldn't find it. We just handed it into security on the way out.
Yeah, right.
Which in hindsight I should have done to start with. Way too many family members saw it.
Yeah, yeah. Did your mum see it?
Yes, mum.
What did mum say?
I think... mum's proud, no matter what.
Exactly. No, she's lying.
She didn't do anything wrong. She'd had a few drinks.
Yeah.
She was handing in a wallet. She didn't expose herself. She didn't swear.
If anything, it's the classier videos we've had come from the Melbourne Cup.
Way classier.
Yeah.
And funny without being... Like, nobody suffered.
She didn't swear?
No, she didn't, like, tackle a reporter or push a police officer into a garden. I loved it.
Well...
How dare you? Such an Australian thing. I love hearing, how dare you, in an Australian accent.
Well, NZ Cup and Show Week next week. Christchurch, it's your turn. Tuesday. Be well behaved and don't lose your wallets.
Yeah, if you're in the background of a live cross, keep it classy.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
Glamour magazine has, they've been under the spotlight, wearing a bit of heat since the announcement of their Woman of the Year list because...
This is
the
so,
Woman of the Year.
This is absolutely bizarre.
Bono from U2 is...
Was clickbait.
Woman of the Year.
I thought
it was like a joke
but
or something.
But you clicked it.
Yeah, and then I was like, no, legitimately he has been named Woman of the Year and obviously people are upset because he's not a woman.
Is it not enough just to name a woman as Woman of the Year? You've got to do something outrageous like this because has he done more charity?
He has campaigned for women's rights. He said he's sure I don't deserve it, but the battle for gender equality couldn't be won unless men lead it along with women.
Which is totally legit, but
yep. It's a fair call, but he's not a woman.
No.
So he shouldn't win.
He can win other awards for, like, you know, helping...
And not paying tax.
He doesn't identify as a woman. That would be different if the woman of the year may have been born
with
all the male bits, but identified as a woman, but he doesn't.
Is it because he looks like when he wears those orange... He always wears the sunglasses inside, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Is it because he looks a bit like an aged lesbian, do you think? Is that why they made a mistake?
Do you think they got too far down the path? They were like, that guy, that girl in U2's done wonderful work. And they're like, that's a guy. Oh, my God, I already sent her a letter. I have a letter. Okay, get the PR team in here. We're going to need damage control.
We're going to need to spin this.
And it was too late.
Oh, I don't know.
No. I think that's because ridiculous. He campaigns for women's rights, saying that poverty's sexist. That's his charity. Saying that women suffer in poverty a little bit more.
Right.
Now, had it been that he looked, as you said, there was confusion, that could have been the situation. Mm. And probably the same reason my sister was named Boy of the Year in the 80s. She wasn't, but this used to happen all the time. She used to have her hair pulled back.
But
not in a ponytail. It was just like squished back.
She's gonna love
like
that
a
you're
car
talking.
Salesman.
She's gonna love that you're talking about this.
She doesn't
this
get
morning.
Confused for a man anymore.
Right. Okay. What? Just when you were kids?
Oh. Yeah. They'd be like, "And what can I help you two young lads with?" That's what people would say to me and her if we're out at a restaurant and we went out to get another traffic light or a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
What do you two young lads want? And she'd start crying and I'd laugh and that wouldn't help at all.
I remember I had a friend, just because she had short hair, she got chased out of the girls' toilets once by this older woman. She said, "Get out of here, this is not the boys' toilets." She was crying. She's like, "I'm a girl."
I just want to die if that was your way.
Yeah. I've never had it. Been confused to the opposite gender, mostly because I've always had...
I sometimes got confused with my mum when I answered the phone before my voice dropped.
Yeah, that was it.
Be like, "Hi, Bev." I'll be like, "I'll just get her."
Hi.
Better than getting
so
caught
cute.
In it.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Oh, my God, how do I get out of this?
Yeah,
Have you sorted out that sex problem, Bev? Oh, my God, no. Beep, beep, beep. Mum, next time the phone rings, it's totally for you. I got caught in a lie. I'd love to know when you've been mistaken for the opposite gender. Because it happens to a huge... A mate of mine is so angry that he can't grow facial hair because he thinks it's the one thing that would stop anybody ever confusing him for a female.
Right. Okay.
He reckons it's worse when he wears a hat.
Right.
Because
he'll get confused for a woman.
Every now and then.
Okay.
Slight. And when he wears a hat, you can't see how long his hair is.
Okay,
which
right.
Which makes him... Yeah. I say take it as a compliment. Yeah. Your delicate feminine features are a compliment.
Yeah.
And I try to look, I'm a friend. I try to make him feel better about it.
You'd feel so bad about it though, wouldn't you?
But you
all
can...
All right, so yeah. We'll take your calls. 0800 dials at him 9696.
When have you been confused for the opposite gender? Like maybe you were running, you're a guy and you were out running and you heard someone running up behind you and you looked and it was another guy and when they saw your face they were like, oh. And that other guy was probably me. Except I don't go, no, because that's rude. I'll even say to another man, nice setup. Nice rig. Because I'm a perv, but I'm not a sexist perv. I'll give everybody the equal amount of perv.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
Bono has been named Woman of the Year. Well, one of the Woman of the Year for Glamour's Woman of the Year.
They did name some other Woman of the Year. So actual woman won.
It's kind of like categories, but he won overall woman.
He's in the middle. There's a massive lineup of all the Woman of the Year, and he's right there in the middle. It's
bloody stupid.
Bono.
Isn't it?
So we want to know, it's got us onto the whole being confused, your gender, when you've had your gender confused.
It generally happens when you're younger.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. Before you get those features that pronounce you either male or female as an adult.
Yeah.
This is probably my favourite text message.
Okay.
It starts with, "I'm a man."
Okay.
"When I was 8, my hair was long and it had a big part down the middle. I always got mistaken for a girl, but when an old man in the supermarket line said, 'Oh, let this lovely young lady go first,' when we were walking to the line, I said to Mum, 'That's it, Mum. This has to change.' Mum took me to a men's barber straight after the supermarket."
Yep.
I think to make me feel better about going to a man's barber, you know, like very traditionally man. Walked in, the first thing they said was, "Sorry, love, we don't cut little girls' hair here." So it was a double blow.
Yes! Big,
oh, no.
Big double blow.
Oh, dear.
But if I was getting free, if I was getting easy line access, I'd probably keep it for a little bit and just take the blows
it
to my
your
masculinity.
Yeah. Yes, I get that,
Take the feminine benefits until they wear off.
Exactly. Jess, when were you mistaken?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I was probably about 12.
Okay.
And I was on the beach with my older sister and her friend, and they were like in their bikinis. And these two older boys, like, walk past and, like, give me, like, a head nod and, like, raise their eyebrows. And they're like, oh, sup, bro. And I was like, what?
What were you wearing?
I was only in board shorts and no T-shirt, to be fair, but still.
You were in no T-shirt?
Yeah, I didn't wear a T-shirt till I was, like, in high school.
Right, okay.
Wait, so you rocked around topless?
So I walked around in, like, my dad's baggy shorts, bare feet and a backwards hat and no shirt, so... I get why that happened, but it still upset me. I cried every time.
Aww, yes,
buddy. You be you.
Anna, when was it gender mistaken?
So I decided to give my sister a little bit of a haircut.
Okay.
But it was so bad, my mum had to get her, like, a number two.
Like 11.
Yeah, like 11 off Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And we went overseas like a week later, and everyone thought she either had cancer or was a boy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Does your sister still bring that up?
Yeah, like it's even when we look at photos and stuff, it's definitely still being brought up. She's not let it go quite yet.
All these years later, yeah, amazing. Hey, thanks, Anna.
No worries, bye.
Some text messages. School camps seem to be a popular place to get the gender confused, mostly with parents that are helpers.
Right. Didn't happen on my school camps because it was boys high.
Oh, right. Well, that'll do it then. A guy at my camp in year six went to go into the boys' dormitories, and one of the dads was like, no, this is the girls are not allowed in here.
Oh.
And everyone mocked them relentlessly for the rest of school camp. And another guy who said, when I was at school camp, I had long hair. And we were going abseiling, and halfway down, someone's mum yelled out to me, "You go, girlfriend!" And that was that.
Yes.
That was that. I was forever called the abseiling chick.
You'd shave, you'd get your hair, get rid of your hair
almost immediately.
Would.
Someone said their mum had a wild overreaction to kids having lice at her primary school. 7 years old, my mum shaved my head. This is from a girl.
Oh, God.
Because she didn't want me to get lice. Well, we had school photos the following week. And that absolutely taunted me when the person taking the photo said, "Excuse me, little man, move there."
I would have demanded a wig, even if it was ridiculous.
Just like 11 in Stranger Things again.
Exactly,
a wig and a nice pink frock.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Producer Caitlin needs to move out of her flat, and Friday is the day.
Tomorrow,
and yeah, tomorrow.
Oh God, I need to start packing.
Oh, yeah, you do. We can't have a team of sexy theatre men, Stuart, and the cast of 28 Days Later on at Sky City for a limited time. Book your tickets.
Well, that's why we're saying that, because...
Because they're doing it and we don't have to.
They're doing it in return for us mentioning their production, which is on.
Because why? Because you guys were too lazy to come and help
me. Well, no, we said we'd help Caitlin move, and then last minute, i.e. Monday, she's like, "You guys are helping me this Friday." You need a book.
We've really given a date.
We've all got plans, Caitlin.
Right. What are your plans, please?
Well, Megan's dad's up.
Yeah.
Vaughn's got
the kids to my parents' place.
God, your kids are such a great excuse.
They're one of the couple of beautiful excuses. Children. Wonderful. I love them.
I'm like,
and their ability to give me an excuse to get out of here.
The other day, I'm like, why didn't you come to that thing? Oh, the kid was sick. One of them.
All
of
what's
them.
Your all excuse? Of them. You can use Karen. Just say something about Karen.
Oh, I've got to take Karen to the vet. Oh, my God.
Oh, why?
Yeah, see? Easy, huh?
Karen needs her shots. Yeah.
Shots.
Oh, okay. Yep. Didn't she just have her shots?
Whatever, you're an anti-vaxxer.
More shots.
You're an anti-vaxxer. You said there's too much mercury in the thing.
I am not an anti-vaxxer. So we decided that we would get some help. We put the call out, and yeah, Stuart's going to help out in the cast of 28 Days, but we need one vital thing, a moving vehicle. So yep. We've got the ZM Black Thunder. Yep. And
the one with the tow bar, right? You've booked out the one with the tow bar, right? Let me just double check.
Ooh.
Only one of them's got a tow bar.
Good thinking.
Yes.
Because there's pool cars, this is new to the company. Though these, if you've got a big company and someone needs to, like, journalists upstairs need to zip around and go to cover different stories and stuff.
Mm.
But we can't book a pool car because it's a Hyundai i20 and it doesn't have a tow bar. And
they're
because, like, it's an i20, it lacks the ability to tow.
They're like little nana cars.
Yeah. So we can't just rely on there being a pool car.
Right. So now, Vaughn, you've actually booked a trailer because Vaughn and I have done a couple of moves with the big furniture trailer.
Yeah, and when Fletcher and Vaughn choose to move, we always choose Kennard's Hire. No, we just went there. We used when we moved you.
Yep.
And then when we moved me.
Yep.
We're a moving team. So we know we're going to use it. And we rang them and said, can we borrow a big furniture mover? So they said yes. So Kennard's Hire, Central City.
Yeah.
On Great North Road in Auckland, if anybody needs to get a good furniture trailer.
There we go. We should have given them a free mention for a trailer when we moved. Could have saved whatever it cost, $40 or whatever.
Mm.
Wasn't thinking, were we?
I think we're still paying off the fact that when you didn't put the handbrake on in the car properly and the trailer rolled back a little bit and mounted the curb and just tapped that parking machine. I like to think we're working off that debt. Because it was a minor scrape. I'm imagining slightly more than a polish out, but they did turn a blind eye to it upon return of the trailer.
Brilliant.
So thank you.
There we go. So tomorrow on the show, this is all going to take place, Caitlin.
Yeah.
And then it'll happen and we haven't done a thing.
So, yeah, make sure you pack your stuff because Stuart doesn't want to be putting your undies in boxes.
Oh, yeah, no.
Haven't we? You're right, Vaughn. Actually, we've done a lot. In fact, it's almost like you owe us now.
What? No, I don't.
It's like when you've got a friend who's a, I don't know, like a builder. And you're like, hey, could you come around and help me whack up some steps? And he's like, sure, that's my trade. This is our talking's our trade. We've used our trade to help out a pal.
Yeah.
Right. But you physically didn't have to lift a finger, really.
No, but we don't have to for a job either.
Right.
Very true.
Thank you guys. I really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to moving.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Auckland traffic's never perfect. A lot gets spent on motorway upgrades.
Yep.
And traffic yesterday came to a stop and people were probably on the Northwestern motorway, which has recently gone to like four lanes each way.
Yep.
And they probably said, this is four lanes each way and there's still traffic. Well, it wasn't cars. It wasn't bad merging. It was a pig. There was a pig on the motorway.
On the motorway, okay.
Running down the motorway. Multiple photos of it people took as they went past the pig. And they think this pig just kind of like jumped out of the back of a trailer while it was being transported from one spot to another.
Secure your load.
I know. That's such an action movie pig star thing to do.
So what? So all the traffic stopped because there's a pig on the motorway and did they get it back? How'd they catch it?
Let's call this pig Kevin Bacon.
Yeah,
he's done a couple of light action movies. Not full blown,
right? Okay,
he's looking for a better pig analogy. Didn't come with the action star names, but so it was wandering on the side of the road. Two women got out and restrained the pig. Now I won't claim to have a lot of history with pigs, but when we were kids, we had pigs, and every now and then
they're huge things.
They're massive. When mum and dad would always tell us not to, but we'd jump on the pig's back and hold on for as long as we could. And it never lasted long.
No.
Because they're so powerful.
This doesn't look like a massive wild pig, though.
It's not a boar, but it's a sizable pig.
It probably would have been quite scared.
It would have been terrified. So they grabbed the road hog.
Yep.
Good. And two women held it down until the police arrived, and the police have taken it to the...
Did they taser local it? Animal. What did they handcuff? Oh, my God. Did they put little handcuffs on it?
No, the thing about you can't handcuff a thing... It doesn't have a wide hand.
Oh, because it would just slip right out.
Off this trotter. Now, the police, many pigs escaped police custody before they cottoned on to the fact that handcuffs don't work on anything with a hoof or a trotter.
Right.
So it can just slide right over it. But that apparently, as of like when this story was updated last night, the story I've been reading, they don't know that no one's come forward to say they've lost a pig.
But would you though? Because you'd get fined for not having a secure load.
Unsecure load.
Yeah.
An insecure load or an unsecure load?
But how do you secure?
And
the
insecure loads where it's all like, oh my God, I don't know if I can be on this trailer. Am I good enough to be on this trailer?
This trailer makes me look so fat.
Unsecure is where it's like it could just fly out at any time.
And an insecure load. Yeah. Is when a pig flies over you when you're driving behind it, and as it flies over, you hear it go, oh my God, does this flying over you make you look fat? Insecure, unsecure load. That's totally happens. So if you're sans pig today, if you're down one pig,
yeah,
I believe it's at the Henderson Animal Shelter.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
We've said before on the show that beauty therapists and beauticians and people that are like hairdressers, you spend time with them and I don't know why, but you really open up to them, don't you?
Yeah.
You talk about everything and anything.
Like in a relaxed state.
Hairdressers, I do, but do you think it's waxers that are waxing your bits? You're so vulnerable to them that you feel you can open up and tell them stuff.
But also, do you find like when you go in, it's like a dark lit room and then they start talking to you like this? You know, it's to like chill you
and
out
then
before
also,
they're like...
And also you feel like you've got to make some conversation to make it not awkward because they're looking at your vagina.
Yeah. When my vagina's eye to eye with anybody, I try to keep them chatting.
How's about the weather?
So, yeah.
Oh, it's nearly Christmas soon.
But we were just chatting about everything.
Right, while you were getting your Brazilian.
I was getting my back zillion.
Yeah.
And I also get my nose done now. Right. I was a model. I was a model for a nose wax.
They were like...
Don't know how to ask you, but you're the perfect candidate for a nose wax.
That would be
doesn't
horrific.
Hurt.
Really?
All right. No, doesn't hurt. I totally recommend it.
Right. Okay.
And that you can get your ears done as well. You can get the whole thing done.
You're
just
such
go the whole,
a hairy man.
Whole
good
shebang.
On you for good looking on you, after
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah. Does your wife appreciate it when you come home with a?
Yeah. The ears was just like light hair, but you know when you get older, like I remember my granddad's both had a good.
You're just getting in now, so it doesn't happen.
Take care of it. But the nose thing's nice because you can breathe easier and there's not that constantly need to pull a rogue one out. Anyway, we're chatting and it turns out that your body has a hairier side. Did you know you have a hairier side of your body?
That's not.
And apparently the eyebrows are the best tell of which is the hairiest side of your body because it will be a thicker brow.
Yeah.
But this is misleading because you maintain your brows, Megan.
Yeah, but my right side's thicker. My right side is more... I don't know if that's... Let me look at my legs. I don't know. I feel like I don't have as much hair to tell.
But once you notice, apparently that once you can... Because the eyebrows are the easiest place to tell. So if you've got your phone... I mean, probably not if you're driving.
are you looking at your pubes? Yuck.
Are you going by ball?
I was
because most of us are just going to do eyebrows. Oh, but if you want to go left-right
no,
ball
I'm just
comparison,
looking all over because I can't see my eyebrows. Can I?
You can put
Megan,
your phone
look at my
on
eyebrows.
Yeah.
You need to dye your eyebrows. They're very fair.
I know mine go. It's summer. They go blonde.
Let me have a look. And I'm going to see which one is thicker.
I auditioned for the Milky Bar Kid, Megan, when I was 10. Didn't get it. They gave it to that guy with glasses.
We can't have a fat, ugly kid.
So you started off
it's not good
blonde
for the brand.
And then went to black spikes.
I'd say I can't tell my you boy. This is rubbish.
No, it's true because once you notice, she told me and then I looked at my arms and my upper legs and stuff and you can definitely, once you notice which side is hairy, you can see more hair on one side.
It makes sense though because my beautician told me one side hurts more than the other, like when I get laser.
Yeah, but is that because... It's your dominant side?
Yeah, so maybe the hair grows more, maybe on your dominant side.
That's a nervous system thing, right? And that's well known that different...
Right.
Yeah, different halves of the body.
Producers, what are we thinking?
Do you have a hairier half, Caitlin? Lower half? I just want to clarify, I'm not talking about upper half, lower half, because you looked at me and then looked down. I was like, no, I don't mean lower half, upper half.
No. James, you're
ironically,
hairy.
you won't know James, this from just hairy. Listening, but Caitlin actually has her headphones tangled in her hair as she's speaking about how bad.
It's fine. I'm all good. I get a hair under my chin, and it's on the right side only.
That might be another towel.
Why would you admit
that? Just one hair. I don't know. We were sharing stories.
Yeah, no, I'm comfortable. We're in a comfortable spot. You're in a safe place.
Oh, my God.
It's just one hair. I pluck it, but it's always on the right side.
Does it always grow back in the same spot?
Yeah, I thought it was a horse hair, but then because apparently horse's hair can grow into your skin if you touch horses.
When did you touch a horse?
Like hairdresser nipple. They get the hairs from other people.
It falls down their top.
Fall down and grow out of them.
Yeah.
I know, that's a thing.
I thought it was a horse one because it's quite thick.
But when do you hang out with horses?
That time in Road to Vegas.
Once
you hang out with a horse, you know it's not going to start growing out of your chin.
And I hang out with one in Bali.
You should get a laser.
You should
just
get
go
one
for the
laser.
One laser.
I like it. Sometimes when it's, I wait till it's longer and then I can pull it out myself. It's fun.
Like Mr. Miyagi.
It's gratifying.
The lucky mole here.
Let's talk about James.
Are you James? Well, you have a hairy side? You're quite a hairy lad.
I'm just so bloody hairy. I don't actually know
hard
where.
To tell.
It's hard to tell what side is what. Maybe my my left side, maybe.
It's hairier.
I'm thinking because my eyebrow sort of shoots up a bit more, you know?
Oh, okay.
That eyebrow apparently, as I said before, the tell.
Could we?
Yeah.
Can we just do a quick poll, just people listening? Is it? Do you think this is a thing? Because I don't. It's so hard to tell. I wouldn't think this is a thing. Because I'm just hairy all over too.
Yeah,
but there's definitely a hairier side.
Okay.
We'll investigate Fletcher's eyebrows and balls and we'll be back in a moment. But in the meantime, if you think you have a hairier side...
Well, yeah, we don't think
we're not doing a what's the hairier side, right or left, but Fletch doesn't think it's a thing. I believe... I've seen, well, guys, I believe.
They're professionals, these waxers.
Yeah,
they
know.
All the
this
time
is their area
know,
of expertise.
They know this. Yeah.
But do you listening have a hairier side of the bod?
Megan, do you? What side are you on?
I think I believe. I'm going to go with it. I'm kind of on the fence, but I'm leaning
I'm
towards
gonna need
yes.
I'm going to need a bit more Googling and a bit more...
Evidence
on this one. 0800
I hadn't even Googled it.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Well, apparently one side of the body is hairier than the other. Vaughn learnt this at the back waxer.
Mm. I learned most people have a hairier side. Now, it can only be a slight difference or it can be quite a significant difference.
And that's amazing that, like, would have been the first time you've heard someone say that.
Yeah,
well,
I had no idea.
I've never heard anyone say that. And isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So I Googled it and I found an answer from a doctor.
Right. Okay.
Who's looked into this sort of thing. Apparently humans asymmetric in lots of ways. Often one ear, one eye, one breast or one foot can be bigger than the other.
Okay.
Now, that's kind of well-known, right? Because if you get a pair of shoes and one's tight, one's either tighter or a little bit looser.
Yeah, my left foot's always got a tight shoe.
Yeah, but enough for you to notice.
Yeah.
Enough that, yeah, it doesn't have to be much. But you'll notice the difference between the two shoes.
Right.
And I've heard that about boobs as well. Boobs is always a bigger boob than the other boob.
I have a friend who has two completely different size shoes. Like, I think one's size 6 and one's size 7.
Oh, my. What
it's
do you do?
A mega drama. I think she has to get, like, extras from the shoe shop.
I just asked to try on a 6 and 7 in the store, switch them up when they weren't looking.
Hemihypertrophy.
What's that?
Or hemihyperplasia.
That's a thing.
That's
right.
What it's called when one
really?
Side's significantly bigger than the other.
Okay.
So apparently when you start to develop as a baby, we've all seen that animation where the tadpole swims into the pond and then...
Yeah, turns into a frog.
Yeah, and then the cells start dividing.
Yeah.
Yep.
So then your left and right side start developing sort of like... That's how they know to give one foot that faces in and one the other foot faces it, you know? Because your body, the
look
side of your body
you,
is different.
Sneaking in some science and
I know.
Learning.
It's only so during the they show. Develop differently, so it's no surprise that you might like. And even some people have a heavier concentration of freckles on one side of their body than they do on the other.
So is hairy on one side of the body, more hairy on one side, a thing? Obviously it is. We've heard from a doctor.
Mm.
But what about you? Is this a thing for you? Hayley, you think it is?
Often hairdressers have commented that the left side of my head has lots more hair than the right side.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing that can happen?
And when I put my hair up to straighten it, it takes much longer on the left side than the right side.
Do you know what? When I do my hair in two braids, the left side has more hair.
It's thicker ponytail.
Yeah.
I always thought my parting was skewed.
So did I.
Yeah.
Oh my God, and that's
sisters,
why.
Me too. I mean, I'm bald and I find this whole conversation quite demeaning and offensive.
You brought it up.
You're talking about body hair. Hey, thanks for your call, Hayley.
Okay, bye.
Andrew, is it true, do you think, that one side of the body is hairier than the other?
Yeah, definitely, mate. Definitely. I've, when many years ago when I started to become a man.
Yeah.
One of my armpits started growing hair before the other. So I have one hairy armpit and one not hairy armpit.
Andrew, that is so cute.
Oh, no.
And also my chest. I've got more hair on one side of my chest than the other.
Oh, really?
There's a few text messages, Andrew, saying another telling area is around the nipple.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. I'd agree with that.
Hold on, Andrew. We're just all universally checking our nipples.
I'm not.
Well, I'd hope you wouldn't trigger your nipple for hair, Megan.
I like shave my chest and it's
right
like, I can't
side.
Really tell.
Oh, left side. No, they both look hairy.
The problem is I've been putting plasters over my nips while I've been going
you've
for
got,
runs lately.
Also, you've got dinner plates.
I'm actually offended by that. Those aren't dinner plates.
He doesn't have dinner plates.
Come on! And just because your nips are tiny.
I've got tiny nips. Andrew, thanks for your call, mate.
No worries.
Someone said the right side of their body feels more pain than the left. That's why the majority of their tattoos and piercings have been on the left-hand side, because the right side hurts so
much.
That's
the thing too. When I get laser, they tell you that. They start with one particular side.
What? Yeah. So they like put it in their notes. Start on the more painful side.
Start on the painful side.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Huh. Someone said, I've just looked and my left armpit is significantly hairier than my right.
Wow.
And I've never noticed it before.
Fletcher's currently checking.
Somebody said, much like Caitlin mentioned before about a rogue hair on the chin that they always pluck out, it's on their left side and they've just checked and it adds up that that is also the hairier side of their body. They've done some checking.
Wow.
So it's very interesting that it is actually 100% a thing.
All right, we're going
to
come back
next. Somebody wants to know where the ass crack falls in this situation. Now, that's a very interesting question. It's the middle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But I suppose right until dead centre, there is always one. Like, it's either attributed to either side. But what if you've got a crooked ass crack? You've got a...
Well, yeah, I don't
very
know.
Very interesting question.
I guess you'd have to draw a line and divide it up and count the hairs.
See,
and...
yeah.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
Snapchat. Oh, it's been a while since we've done Snapchat.
We've done it with a couple of guests.
Well, yeah, we did it with Kaz from Geordie Shore was the last person to do Snapchat. But for us to personally answer the questions, it's been a while. Might have been a couple of months even.
Yeah.
We've had to face the heat from the public.
We like doing it with celebrities because then you can ask them the questions we don't want to.
It's actually the best way.
The publicist is like, you can't ask that, but then if you're asking it, that's a loophole.
Yeah.
And we're like, sorry.
We didn't know
they were going to ask
It's so unpredictable, isn't it? Sorry. Next time I'll run the questions past you.
But then we say that, but then we get the unpredictable personal questions as well.
No, suddenly I need to go toilet. Nervous wheeze.
All right. Well, let's open up.
You're always so shady. Both of you are so shady.
No.
Shady it's hard to talk about myself. I'm a Kiwi. Oh. I like talking about stuff. Oh, I just keep...
You're all right, mate.
Give us
a bloody kettle.
Open up the old snappy.
Megan, are you and Andrew going to have a baby?
Oh, God.
Wow, they're coming hot.
You won't get it at the moment, but when you get married, I'm assuming that would be the number one question people ask.
Yeah. Well, I think my mum's keen for a grandchild because she was disappointed that the wedding's in 2018. But, I mean, like, no plans yet.
Time to have a baby before.
Yeah, would you have it? But then that's going to blow out your wedding because you've got to think about your wedding dress, eh? You don't want to be, like, half pregnant during a wedding.
I'm not keen to have one before the wedding just because I'll either be pregnant or I'll be trying to... Shred even more.
People get our voices confused, Fletch. So I just want everyone to know that was Fletch that said you wouldn't want to go at a wedding dress half pregnant. That's just Fletch's opinion.
Yeah. Okay, but you know what I mean? It would be for the song. I'm just saying it would be awkward to.
Well, go on. Say it.
Because you'd have to adjust your dress for the size.
Say it, tell us what you're thinking.
I let him away with that.
Yeah, thank you, Megan.
Throw him on the coals, mate.
I think he means your size changes a lot in a short amount of time.
I'm not saying it's bad to get married if you're pregnant.
But buzzies.
Yeah, the whole, your body changes a lot in the space of a few months.
Okay, did I dig myself out of that hole?
No, you're still down there.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Question for Fletch. I was just wondering if people call you Fletch off here or do they call you Carl?
Please
wonderful
tell me, was
use.
That the goat?
Wonderful use the goat filter.
Brilliant. Okay. I don't know. They call me both because my last name is Fletcher and that's my nickname is Fletch, but my first name is Carl.
I think when I'm trying to get your attention, I'll be like, Fletch, Carl.
But if I'm in trouble.
Carl.
Carl. Or if someone yells out, Carl, I'll be like, who's this and how do they know me?
He panics, yeah.
Yeah.
So both.
So both.
Which one more?
I don't mind.
You don't mind it?
Yeah, I don't mind.
What does your mum call you? Carl.
Carl,
because technically her nickname's Fletch too.
Well, no, probably more my dad.
Was he a Fletch?
Yeah, he'd be that. Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, a bit of that.
Right, okay.
Yeah, okay. Next question.
This question's for Vaughn. Would you go on a date with me?
You know what?
I'm very flattered.
In the interest of the show and entertainment value, yes, he will.
Married, Megan.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, this guy's 14 years too late. You missed my experimental phase, mate. Went on a couple of dates with
You're just like honey to the bears, aren't you?
I am.
Deep, sexy voice.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
What if it was a woman using that other Snapchat the man filter. Yeah, the man voice.
Wow, you can. She'd have to forgive us for the confusion.
Yeah, you were.
She's used a male voice filter.
Yeah, I go on man dates every now and then. Like, it depends what does this person want out of this date. And they ask me, so I assume they're paying.
They could be into slow cooking mates.
Then I'm there.
Then you're there.
It's my wife. There's something disappointing I found out about my wife.
Yeah.
When I'd cooked the third meal for the week over a smoky charcoal barbecue, she's like, I don't really like the taste of smoked meats.
I don't either.
What's wrong with people?
It's smoke. I don't like to breathe it in or eat it. Yum. Also, surprisingly.
Isn't it a carcinogenic?
Yeah.
Charcoal is. He says now.
Nah,
it smells bad. Why would you want your food to be infused with
it? It's different. It's nice smoke.
All right. Okay. Next question.
I had an idea. Why don't Caitlin and Fletch get together?
Well, we tried.
It's not the first time that's been pitched.
You might have.
I mean, I've tried.
You might have heard us talk about the show Secret, and that is that Fletch and Caitlin did have a brief sexual encounter.
We did never.
Okay. When she first.
Okay. Fletch.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that.
You flirt with me all the time.
Very flirty. You're very handsy with her. I've been meaning to have a word to you about that. Very handsy. Always talking about her nungers.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
It always offends me that you're handsy with her and not handsy with me.
Yeah, and all with me as much anymore.
And he came up with the Katie Pie nickname.
I call you Katie Pie.
He's got a nickname for me as well.
They're the show's Ross and Rachel. Will they, won't they, will they, won't they?
They're not really the show's Ross and Rachel at all.
Rachel and Joey.
You know? And then they got together and then they're
and
like,
then they
oh. And then they're like,
episode.
Oh, no, this is weird. And then they laughed about it.
That's not going to happen either. All right, next question.
If radio didn't exist, what would you guys be doing with your lives right now?
Making shoes.
Making shoes.
I always wanted to make high heels. But then you have to, like, I don't know, figure it out. And
I'd be a doomsday prepper. Business. I'd be living in a bunker with a collection of guns and other projectile weapons. Nah. I often think about it. I don't know, because I've come from a long line of farmers and, like, I'd love to live on a farm, but it does seem like hard work.
You don't do hard work.
Nah, it's very hard work.
I know, that was like starting a business.
I don't know either what I'd do. Probably another job where you didn't have to do much.
Yeah, what other jobs are out
talking,
there?
Tour guide. Yes, that'd be great.
No, because you don't like people.
Oh, yeah, that's
true.
You
have to deal with.
Yeah, true. I was going to say, you could do guided tours of New Zealand's great walks, but then you'd turn around and you'd be like, where's Barbara? Barbara disappeared 13 hours ago. Well, I'm not going back for it.
And she wasn't keeping up. Yeah, she should have been keeping up.
Just like, I mean, I don't know why Barbara came on this walk. It was beyond her physical. I told her right at the start, Barbara, you're too fat to come on this walk. She wouldn't listen to me.
I wouldn't have said that. I would have been diplomatic.
For imaginary Barbara.
In your head, what nationality was Barbara? Because I'll tell you exactly which.
British.
No.
Oh. Irish.
Well, I don't know. She was known Britain. Barbara to me was a New Zealander.
No, she was
Barbara
international.
Barbara was English to me with red hair, a red perm.
She had a perm.
Oh, did she?
She had a perm. She was Canadian.
Did she have a bum bag as well?
Yeah, she had a Canadian flag sewn on her backpack. But it was her first like major time since her husband like died that she's actually like branched out and thought, I'm just going to do some things that I want to do. It's Barbara time. And you've left her to die on the Redburn track.
I'm feeling so bad I want to go back for imaginary Barbara.
Go back for Barbara. Quick, go back for Barbara.
All right, okay.
She's got a broken leg. She's in a gully.
How did she break her leg?
She fell down off the side of the track because she just stopped to take a photo because she's like, she heard a noise and it reminded her of her dead husband. Oh. R.I.P. I know, Megan. She's traveling by herself.
Why are you making people hate me? She turned to take a photo
and she tripped. And she was like, I'll catch up. I just want to take a photo because she needed people to be off the path because she wanted to get a photo of the path.
Yeah.
And then when they'd gone around the corner, she slipped and fell and she broke her leg on the fall into the gully. And everyone's like, I can't wait till Barbara catches up again. But Barbara never did.
And Fletch didn't do a head count. Just took off.
You didn't do thorough enough and often enough head counts.
We're moving along from this story that never happened.
I don't know if I can forgive you.
Well, a couple more Snapchats.
Megan, we want to know where you're getting married.
Where are you getting married? We do too. That's
the
secret.
Do you know Megan's not telling Vaughn and I anything because we don't even think she's inviting us to the wedding because we're naughty.
You're going to fly in on a helicopter and just sing what?
We're going to come over the hill in a helicopter.
This is if we don't get invited.
Yeah.
We're hiring a helicopter.
It's all quiet. The crowds and Megan's coming up wherever in a car slowly up a driveway. Barbara's there.
Barbara's a wedding celebrant. Barbara's married. This is just before she goes. She's like, I'm in New Zealand. I'm going to do this wedding, and then I'm going to go do the root burn track. I can't wait to do the root burn track.
Yeah.
And it's quiet, and people in the crowd are like, Fletch and Vaughn aren't here. And then you just hear, some people born me to raise the flag. Oh, that red, white, and blue.
Oh,
and then we're hanging out the side. Pick a 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 fake blanks. They're not real. We're not monsters.
We're just like, this is what happens when you don't invite us to your wedding.
And then Fletch says, do you see that? Do you see that celebrant? I'm like, yeah, that's Barbara from Canada. He's like, huh? She's not doing the root burn. Bit fat for that. I think it's beyond her physical
ability.
I'm like, this is not trying to judge a woman's ability to walk the root burn. Some people burn!
Oh, my God.
I'm not telling because I don't want
to
know.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about that. Because my mum said,
not in a building.
At Priscilla said to Megan, when are we getting married? And Megan's like, oh, start of 2018.
And your mum was drilling her for info.
Yeah, mum was, Christine's gets her information. She said to me after, she was cagey about that, about those details. Very cagey about those details.
Because she won't tell us.
Not telling anyone.
All right, that's another great round of Snapchat.
Oh, we're out of time.
Yeah,
it's like someone went a bit tangential on that whole Barb on the root bird.
All right,
find a picture of what I think Barb looks like.
Barb's had a bad year.
Hasn't she?
She was having a great year.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Fact of the day.
So,
yes.
Fact of the day. I did a great thing yesterday, guys. I got fact of the day ready the night before. Like, okay. Here's one I prepared earlier.
Yeah.
However, I did it. I'd had a couple of drinks.
Here we go.
And now I'm wondering if this one's fit for the light of day.
Oh.
I haven't had a couple of drinks on a Wednesday night.
I have a couple of drinks every night.
Oh, God.
But I wasn't, like, tipsy. I just was like, I guess I was relaxed. I'm just going to go with it, okay?
Were you going to the club on a Wednesday?
No, I wasn't going to the club.
Okay.
Not the club. Not the club. My club night is Thursday.
Okay, right.
No, it's not that bad. And I wasn't dry. I don't want anyone to think I got a drinking problem.
Okay.
Because it certainly sounds like it.
It sounded like it. Right, yeah. But no, it's just, no, okay. News, it's about adult fun toys.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to keep it.
If you say adult fun toys.
Adult fun toys.
Then, yeah, it's fine.
The country with the highest percentage of adult fun toy ownership is New Zealand. 38, this statistic, this comes from statisticsbrain.com, and I looked through their other statistics, and they take it like very seriously.
For a moment, I thought you were going to say Statistics New Zealand, and I was like, I don't know if they should be the asking this on the census.
On the latest census, do you have a rabbit or a, what are you...
Or
just a dong.
A womanizer.
Got a womanizer, right. A dong. What's your what are you up to? I'd be like, I'm going to lie and write. I've got one because I feel this question, if it's in there, needs a yes answer.
Right.
38% of New Zealand females own one. And that's the highest percentage in the world.
We're liberated.
Yeah. Oh, someone got a message. Who was it?
Not me.
Oh, it was me. Oh, it was unrelated. I feel like someone might have been immediately responding to the fact that...
Yeah, right, okay.
Well, it's from my mum, so hopefully it's not.
Well, there's a high chance.
Well, 38% of people, of females in New Zealand, own an adult fun toy. That's the highest in the world.
Where do you think Christine gets that lovely, calm, friendly demeanour?
Oh, I thought you were going to say whereabouts.
She drinks on a Wednesday night too. That's how, Megan. And I will thank you to put a full stop at the end of your sentence. An open new document, blank page, start again. We're the highest in the world. We well exceed the worldly average.
Who's near us?
Australia.
Yeah, Australia's up there.
Right.
I can tell you some other stats.
Okay.
So this is how often these are Googled.
Yep.
We are the sixth highest.
Right.
And that the United States is the number one country for Googling them.
Okay.
The United Kingdom, South Africa, Trinidad and Tobago.
Right, okay.
Small country, wouldn't have thought they would have been up there. Canada, and then us in at sixth, just ahead of Australia. So that's another thing we're better than Australia at, Googling them. But then we seem, we must be able to follow through with purchase because all those countries above us don't come near us.
Right. When they send them out to you, when you get them on Google, do they come in like a box that's
I've never mail-ordered one.
Like from, does it say on the side, adult fun toys, hey, look everybody, the neighbours just got this delivered.
I don't know.
It like a plain, like secret box?
If you got it from like Peaches and Cream, everyone knows like Peaches and Cream, so they couldn't even write that on the side of the box.
Do you know if I was in the business, if yeah. I was in the market, yeah. not to buy, if
to,
I was selling,
yeah.
say I was Peaches and Cream,
yeah,
and someone orders one, yep. I would send it to them in the biggest box, Peaches and Cream, fragile, and list what it is on the back.
You're not getting repeat like customers, are you?
The courier comes and drop it off. He's like, sorry, it was too big. We couldn't like leave it in the mailbox or. Then you've got to eyeball the courier down at the depot as you're like, hello, I'm here to pick up my package.
Yeah, because you've got a card to call.
Yeah. And they're like, oh. And then they're like, okay, I'll just go get it. And you hear them go at the back and they're like, she's here! She's here! Everybody, oh my, she's exactly what we thought she'd look like.
And you know, every time I go get one of those cards to collect and you go to the actual post office, there's a huge queue of people.
Oh,
and you have to
walk
back out with your package.
Yeah,
you're like,
no, it's a... It's a spade from Bunnings. Come on, like it's definitely a spade. They've just I don't know why it's in a Peaches and Cream box. Let's go into the details. So today's fact of the day: take a pat on the back, or however else you like to congratulate yourself,
slow
New Zealand.
Rolling. What? I'm not going to carry on. Carry on.
Well, I was going to say take a pat on the back, or however else you like to reward yourself for a job well done, New Zealand. Because 38%. Do you know what? This doesn't say females.
Yeah, you
I'm assuming.
James has a disgusting look on his face.
38%. New Zealand has the highest ownership of adult fun toys. 38% of people own one.
Fact of the day,
Fire's next.
You know it's good when all three producers are simultaneously shaking their heads at you. They look like a line of those. They look like a line of those fun fair clowns.
No.
No.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan's Community Notices.
Hello, welcome to Community Notices, a segment of the show where we judge your neighbourhood by its most unusual Facebook postings. A chain is only as strong as its weakest link, and your neighbourhood is only as sane as its craziest occupant. Or something. Chaz. Let's meet Chaz, shall we? Written on the Queenstown Community Trade and Sell page. So, I'm out the door, head to the shops to get bacon, then I realise I forgot the car keys inside the house. I turn back around to get to the front door to realise I don't have the house keys. So I'm sitting there thinking to myself, what an absolute idiot. Then I jumped up to think to myself, wait a minute, yeah, the house keys are in the car. I'm not an idiot. Then I walk back to the car and I can see the house keys are sitting in the drink holder, but the car is locked because I left the car keys inside the house. So I jump the fence so I can climb through the window and I realise halfway in I can hear the washing machine beeping and I'm like, oh, the back door was unlocked all along. On a serious note, I'm moving to Queenstown. For next year's winter season, but wanting to know where the best is to apply for winter jobs as well as accommodation.
Was that a whole post?
Yep.
Just someone waxing lyrical.
Waxing lyrical about this.
I don't know if I'd want such a hot mess working for me. Or maybe I would because it would be entertaining. Is that what she's angling for?
It's a CV.
Really
what you want to see on a CV, though. Just some weird story about the time that they locked their keys in all different sorts of places. This one comes in. It doesn't say where it's from. The person who sent this in said this is an anonymous page. So it might be like a private sort of page.
Yeah.
But anyway, a girl called Caitlin writes on the 1st of November, 2 days ago, with a picture of a dog.
Yep.
My dog was acting really strange and not like himself at all. I started to get very worried that perhaps he'd been sick. I was on the way home from doggy daycare when this was all happening and I realised I've taken somebody else's dog.
Oh, no.
I have stole somebody's dog. This, according to his collar, is Winston. I'm so sorry I stole you, Winston.
How can you... What, they just look the same.
Yeah, they are...
What kind of dog?
A schnauzer.
Oh, right, okay.
A schnauzer. Now, they can look quite similar if they've got the same colours and the same parts of their face.
They
can
always get the same haircut.
And your dog's very... And you've just got your dog. So imagine a year down the track, You're flustered. You're on your way home from work. You go
there's
there.
There's another dog there that's a similar size and same colour.
And they just sprint out and you're like, thanks, and you pay or whatever. And you're like, oh, thanks. Is it okay? Yeah, good day today. No flights. Okay, bye. Get to the car. Chuck it in the back. Well, you just open the door. They jump in. You shut the door and you've got somebody else's dog. So I'm so sorry to both you for stealing your dog, Winston, and also this is a public apology to my dog, Teddy, that saw his mum come in, grab another dog and leave without Teddy. Super cute. This one finally today from the Cambridge grapevine. Leah Morris writes, hi everybody, has anyone found a black man's wallet in Cambridge area? Proving that punctuation is quite important. Because it would be a black man or a man's wallet, coloured black, not a black man's wallet. In the
men's,
Cambridge
I'd
area.
Say men's wallet.
Yes, black a black men's wallet. Wallet. That would have been the correct.
Yes.
But she said black man, a possessive apostrophe, yes, a black man's wallet.
Be like, well, I don't know who dropped this wallet. I,
I don't see colour. Especially if I didn't see who dropped the thing I'm supposed to attribute to a colour.
Those are our community notices. If you see anything pop up on your Facebook page, screen cap it and send it to ours, FVMZM on Facebook.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
It's time for last calls and we're going to start with Maria. Maria, good morning.
Hi.
What's your story for last calls?
Okay, so a few years ago when I was a kid, probably about 11 or so, it was Christmas time and some friends of my parents think they're really funny and got my stepdad this present that he opened in front of everybody.
Okay.
And it was a red G-string.
Oh,
a red G-string.
Dad.
That was funny. But then about over summer we live in the country and so we were a bunch of our friends and family come and camp down the hill from the house.
Yeah.
And so all of us kids were in a tent and my friend and I decided to go up to the house to fetch something. And we walked in on my parents and my godmother dancing around the lounge wearing like nighties and underwear and my stepdad was wearing this Christmas present that they just got.
Oh no.
Did you kind of like come midway through proceedings for a parental godmother menage a trois or was it just drunken silliness? It wasn't going to go any further.
Well, I'm not 100% sure on that. It certainly didn't go any further after we walked in on them.
That'll kill the mood. That's risky though. Like the kids are way down the back of the property. You're just like, why not?
Yeah, we had like aunts and uncles and stuff in other tents and everything, but there was nobody else up at the actual house.
Mum and Dad!
Weird.
Oh no. All right, Maria, wait there. Let's go to Nate. Nate, what's your story for last calls?
When me and my mate were eight, we both made a pact and said if we were meet each other when we were 18, we'd both marry each other.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And 4 years ago, I broke my back, and 6 months later, I'm still in hospital, and she was two doors down meeting her grandmother, and 4 years later, we're now married.
What age did you make this agreement about 18, getting married?
No, we were about eight when we both said it.
But did you have an age if you meet again in a certain age? Or
about 18, 19, and I hadn't seen her in about 10 years.
Right, and so you... Wow. And so how old were you when you got married?
22.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, that's
and
so cute.
Did she ask you when you broke your back?
I asked her.
Oh, right, okay.
Did you cite the agreement you made as 8-year-olds? Oh, do you remember when we were eight and you said...
You have to. We're doing this? Or was
I said to her, do you still have feelings for me? And she said yes.
Oh! So did she, like, nurse you back to health after you broke your back?
I broke my back, my ribs, my sternum and my elbow.
Oh, jeez. Okay. And so she helped you get better?
Oh, my God.
You
know
who
else broke their ribs, their sternum?
Who?
Barb, when she fell off the root burn track.
Forget about Barb.
Similar.
Nate, that is so nice to hear a heartfelt story from a Kiwi bloke.
Yeah.
You know, bloody feelings and all.
Yep.
Hey,
you know,
How long have you been married, Nate?
About a year almost.
Right. Oh. And you still love her just as much?
Yeah.
It's only been a year, Megan. Nate. You bloody hope so.
All right, Nate, wait there.
For all of us.
It's time for the tribal council to vote. Will it be Maria's parents and the naughty G string, or will it be Nate and his heartfelt love story?
Oh.
The ball is in someone's court, according to the finger votes.
Megan now has to decide the winner.
Nate. Congratulations, mate. You're so in love. Both of you will fit so cozily under this blunt umbrella, and you can keep your damsel in distress nice and warm. She wasn't in distress. Actually, you were in distress. So your damsel
she'll probably take it from me all the time.
She probably will. Hey, Nate, congratulations, mate.
That was the Fletch, Vaughn and Megan podcast. For more, catch them every morning from 6 and check them out on Facebook. ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. ZM.